United States Savings Bonds Division presents Guest Star. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Wynn Elliott, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature presented by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service, and as a weekly reminder that for safety and profit, there is no finer investment in the world than a United States savings bond. Buy savings bonds regularly. Today, we're delighted to present as our guest a man whose amusing portrayals on stage, screen, and radio have made him one of the country's outstanding character actors, Mr. Victor Moore. We'll bring him to our microphone after the opening selection by the Savings Bonds Orchestra under the direction of Harry Sosnick. Mr. Sosnick's own arrangement of Begin the Begin. Now, friends, our guest star. He plays the lead in an amusing sketch by Harry Lawrence entitled Anything Unlimited. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Victor Moore.
Incredible as it seems, the small building we are about to enter is the home office of more corporations than any other building in the world. It's so busy, the phone company had to build a new exchange next door to handle the extra traffic. Now, let's go in and meet the head man of the gigantic holding corporation controlling such businesses as Associated Doghouse Designers, Collar Button Detective Service, Rotary Electric Bowtie Corporation, International Christmas Tree Removers, and hundreds of others. Meet Timothy Twaddle, chairman of the board of Anything Unlimited.
Unstrung Beans Incorporated. Yes, we sell unstrung beans to a restaurant. Oh, you want a job as a bean stringer? No, there's no off-season. During the winter, when we're not stringing beans, we string ukuleles and tennis rackets. You're welcome. Goodbye. If necessary, you may enter.
How do you do?
Oh, by all means, come in.
Thank you, sir. I am Miss Gloria Marlowe.
Gloria Marlowe. Well, have a chair, Miss Marlowe. A lovely name and a very lovely... One moment, please. Goat Milk Creamery? Yes, madam, as the name implies, we sell goat milk. Where do we get it? Well, strangely enough, we get it from goats. Yes, indeed, madam, it's very nutritious. Will it make you beautiful? Well, lady, have you seen a goat lately? Hello? 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 I guess she doesn't want any. And now, young lady, what can I do for you?
Well, are you the president of the Lonely Heart Letter Club?
I probably am. Just a minute, I'll see.
You certainly have a lot of phones here.
I have a lot of different businesses. You see, nowadays, a person can't make money with just one business, so I have incorporated about 400 businesses.
Oh, and that way you can make money.
No, I can't make money that way either, but I have more fun. Oh, here it is. Lonely Heart Letter Club. Timothy Twaddle, president. That's me.
Wonderful. Well, Mr. Twaddle, through your club, I met a young man named Harold Updike.
One moment, please. Square Ball... Mothball Manufacturing Company. What's that? I beg your pardon. I gave you the wrong business. Yes, this is the Housewives Margarine Coloring Service. Yes, madam. We do it right in our own kitchen. Our experts use rubber gloves. No, they put the margarine in the rubber glove. Oh, yes. Any shade from a dark amber to a light jaundice. The Crumley Apartments. Oh, our man will be over shortly. You're welcome. Goodbye. And
Harold and I are planning to marry. But we can't because Harold isn't working. Now, you're responsible for our getting acquainted. So you've just got to get Harold a job.
Well, I could give him 50 or 60 of my jobs, but that wouldn't be much help. You know you're very charming.
Oh, well, thank you, sir.
Your problem needs careful consideration. What do you say we have lunch together and talk it over?
All right, let's. I suppose you're pretty hungry.
Well, no, I'm really not so hungry. I just want to get away from these telephones.
Timothy, for over 3 months I've been having dinner with you and going places with you, and you still haven't found Harold a job.
I know, Gloria, but I'm still trying. Apple Powder Canning Company... Yes, sir, you just take a spoonful of apple powder, drink a glass of water, and you're full of applesauce. You're welcome. Goodbye.
Timothy, I'm losing patience. Organize a new company for Harold.
I did that. I incorporated the Eagle Eye Detective Agency. Guess what?
What?
Harold is wanted in Indiana for cross-country running.
Well, is that a crime?
It is if you're working on a prison farm.
What? Oh, Timothy, I've made a terrible mistake. What'll I do?
Well, the general manager of the picket fence construction company, I'd advise you to give him the gate.
I will, Timothy.
Then as vice president of the Little Jim Memory Course Publishers, I'd advise you to forget him.
Yes, Timothy. I know now I never really loved him.
And finally, as president of the Honeymoon Wedding Arrangement Service, I'd advise you to marry me.
Darling, you're right. You're the one I love. And your company can make all the wedding arrangements. And where shall we go on our honeymoon?
Well, as chairman of the board of the Niagara Falls Tourist Association, I can advise you about that, too.
Well, then we're engaged. Kiss me.
You know, I'll bet I could. Well, how did I ever come to overlook this business? Wrong number. Wrong number. That reminds me, I also own the rented wedding ring for $1 a month agency. But this time, I think we better go out and buy one. Come on, dear. Come on.
Thank you, Victor Moore. We're going to bring you back again for a curtain speech in a moment or two. Now, here's Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra with a special arrangement of Tico Tico. That was swell. And now, friends, here's Victor Moore back again with a brief message of real interest to everyone.
For just a moment, I'd like to say a word about savings bonds. These days, it's not too easy to save, but there is a way, a sure way, because it's an automatic way. I'm thinking of the part payment payroll savings plan, which is available to you wherever you work. If you're not on a payroll, such as a member of a profession, a farmer, or the owner of a small business, there's a plan for you, too, called the Bond a Month Plan, available at your bank. I recommend these plans to you as a certain way to provide for a secure future.
You have been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed savings bond program presented by this station each week at this time as a public service. Our special thanks to today's guest, the star of stage, screen, and radio, Mr. Victor Moore. Next week, we'll have more fine music and another fine guest, so be sure to tune in. Meanwhile, take a tip from yours truly, Wynne Elliott. Protect your future and that of your family by setting aside part of your earnings in savings bonds. Buy savings bonds regularly.